Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast. Today, I'm going to give you a little excerpt. Nope, that's not right. It's going to be the whole enchilada. I'm going to tell you the whole enchilada that I taught in my Subscribe to Thrive course, 12-month habit stacking program that we have going on. The month of February, we talked about fiber and increasing our fiber and detoxing and hormones and all that kind of stuff. One of the lessons that I put into that program was the hormone, the two hormones that are involved in our hunger and satiating cues. So we have two hormones. One of them is called leptin, and leptin is what triggers us to feel full. It is a hormone. I didn't know that these were all hormones. Like when I first started understanding hormones, I kind of thought there was two or three or maybe four. There turns out there's a lot more than that. So leptin is a hormone and it helps us to feel full. Ghrelin is another hormone. It triggers us to feel hunger. Okay. So when our tummy starts to rumble and we are feeling a little bit hungry, a hormone has played a part in triggering that to our brain for us to feel hungry and to feel full. Now, before I learned about these hormones, I had also learned about the hunger scale. This was years back when I did the habit stacking stuff with Precision Nutrition. So if you've never heard me talk about the hunger scale, a hunger scale is on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I am absolutely starving, and I'm really quite full. I'm not feeling hungry at all. On a hunger scale, you shouldn't start eating until your body gets to about a 7. You need to feel a little bit hungry before you start eating, or you should feel just a little bit hungry before you start eating. And that doesn't happen for many of us on many days. And it starts when we're young. So the only people who absolutely eat when their leptin or when their ghrelin tells them that they're hungry, and the only people who stop eating when their leptin tells them they're full, are breastfed babies. Breastfed babies are the only people who really have that figured out. I mean, maybe some adults or kids and things like that. Now, I shouldn't say only, but breastfed babies do it the best. Okay. When you are a breastfed baby and you start to feel hungry, you cry and someone feeds you. Very rarely, I mean, maybe if I was trying to top somebody up before we headed out somewhere, would I offer a baby who is giving me no indication that they're hungry an opportunity to nurse? Usually I had to wait for somebody to ask before I nursed anybody. Okay. So a breastfed baby indicates that they're hungry and then they get fed. And a breastfed baby will not overeat for the most part. When they're done, they're done. They won't latch. They won't do their thing. You can try to keep shoving it in their mouth, but a breastfed baby usually doesn't overeat. A nursed or a bottle fed baby will still try to not overeat, but we often will continue to put that bottle in their mouth a couple more times. And when we do, they take a few more sips. And you can overfeed a bottle-fed baby a little easier than a breast-fed baby. Now, let's just take these newborn kids and think about how we change these natural responses to the hormones of ghrelin and leptin. We change those by following a schedule. The minute they enter into, well, maybe there's a schedule in your house before they even enter into play school and into kindergarten and into grade 1. Maybe you have a set schedule. Maybe everybody sits down to eat at noon. and everybody has lunch. Doesn't matter what your hormones are telling you. Doesn't matter if you're feeling hungry or not. Everyone eats at noon. I know at the elementary school, it doesn't matter what time you feel kind of hungry. Snack time's been at 10:30 for years. So it's snack time, whether you're hungry or not. Now's your chance. And that just, it sounds harsh. I'm not trying to sound harsh, but it's reality. Same within our workplace. We get a lunch break. Whether you're hungry or not, this is the time when you can leave your post at work. You can leave the front till at the bank. You can, you know, stop being on the floor at the ski hill and go and have something to eat. Doesn't matter if you're hungry right now or not. Doesn't matter if you've been hungry for 2 hours already. You get this break and that's when you eat. Because our society has us conforming like that, for the most part, we lose touch with our natural hunger and satiety cues just a little bit. We learn to push them off to the side, or we learn to eat even though we're not hungry because it's convenient and we need to do that, or we may not get to eat. And we've made a whole, you know, set of commercials over the funny hangries and the Mars bar commercial that, you know, we would hate to be hangry. So in fear of feeling hungry, we'll eat before we even get hungry. Because what if we don't get to eat again? And we live in the society of convenience where we can do that. Getting food is so easy around here. We can pack it in our purses and we can take it with us wherever we go, and we can refrigerate it in our lunch kits, and we can do all kinds of things to make sure that we never actually have to feel hunger. It's a feeling that we almost fear. I loved one of the, I wasn't a very good faster. And when I fasted during Precision Nutrition, because we had to do a couple of fasts just so that we really felt hunger, so we could understand what that hungry feeling was, I remember being kind of scared heading into that fast, thinking, what if I die? I mean, I'm logical enough to know that going 24 hours without food, I wasn't going to die. But like 8-9 years ago, I wasn't convinced. Like, I thought maybe I would die. I didn't. And now I choose to do 24-hour fasts once a month for sure. And I'm not dying. And I actually have learned to embrace that feeling of hunger as energy. So just understanding how you are feeling when you feel full and when you feel hungry is almost becoming a lost art. And it's why portion control is an issue. It's why people are having to track on in apps to understand how much they should be eating, because they've lost touch with their body and how their body's actually feeling. So what I was trying to teach in my subscription program was tune in. Yes, we need to be more mindful about everything in life, but let's just, for this month, really start tuning in to how you're feeling about food. Not what kind of food you should be eating and not whether or not that food's making you feel good, but just when should you be eating food? Do you let yourself become hungry before you eat? Do you let yourself become so hungry you get past the point of hungry? Do you eat until you're too full? There's a hunger scale on a scale of 1 to 10. You should eat when you get to about a 7. But there's also the full or the satiated scale. So on a scale of 1 to 10, as far as your fullness goes, 10 would be stuffed beyond buffet pants, needing to loosen up the belt. And 1 is where, you know, you're not full at all. You don't want to get to where your buffet pants need to be loosened. You should never eat that much, because your body hasn't even fully recognized that you've been eating when you get to that point, and now you're too full. That is portion control gone wrong. You've eaten too much. When you feel tight in the pants, you've eaten too much. You should have stopped a few bites before. The best way to have a little more understanding of when to stop eating is to slow down. We can shovel that food in way faster than we can process it. So slow down and let your body recognize that it is eating, it's working, it's digesting food. Take a break, take a pause, slow down. and then stop eating before you're over full. This is a hard one for people who had to listen to their parents tell them they had to eat everything on their plate and that there were starving children in Africa. We could not waste food. If you've had to listen to those things and you bought into that at all, please know that eating food on your plate when you are full already is not serving you, and no starving children in Africa are going to benefit from you eating extra. So I'm sorry if your parents told you that. Those are not useful things. Do not keep sharing them with your own kids. If your kid says they're full, maybe they're full. Now, our kids pretty smart, and they know that if they're full from the gross supper that you don't, that you make, they're making them eat that gross supper. And if they tell you that they're full and then an hour later they get bedtime snack and they much prefer the cereal that they get for bedtime snack, your kids are probably brilliant. So if they're actually full at supper time, they might not need bedtime snack. And Corey used to, when our kids would tell them that they were full, even though he knew they just didn't like what we had made, he'd say, well, you don't have to eat this anymore, but we're going to put it away for bedtime snack because you didn't eat everything on your plate. So this is bedtime snack. And that would just make Kata so mad because she wanted bedtime snack. She didn't want what we were making for supper. And he would try to be just outsmarting her all the time. So if you are actually honoring your leptin and your ghrelin and your full and your satiety cues, it's way harder to overeat. When you are eating in calorie maintenance, you won't gain weight as much. I mean, there's more science to it. And yes, we need to talk about macros and you need to be moving your body and maybe you got food sensitivities. Yes, it's a bigger conversation. But ultimately, we put weight on when we eat more food than our body needs. When we are in calorie surplus, we put weight on. That's how that happens. And so the only way to be in maintenance or calorie deficit is to eat less food. How do you eat less food? Slow down. Understand how much food you're actually eating at the meal. And then don't eat until you feel hungry, because why would you be eating if you're not? And stop eating before you get stuffed and overfull. That's portion control. That's portion control the way they used to do it before they invented an app for that. Obesity is a new disease, and it's killing people every single day. But it is not something for generations we've been battling with. Previous generations did not have to have these conversations. Their hormones were not as out of whack. They did not have access to food the way we have access to it. They felt hungry a lot more than we do, but they weren't dying from obesity. So the takeaway from today's podcast is, did you know we had hormones called leptin and ghrelin? That was interesting for me. Did you know that if we slow down, we won't overeat nearly as much? So take your time, eat slower, and check in before you eat. Are you eating because the clock tells you it's time? What if you didn't eat until you felt hungry? What would that do to your daily calorie intake? Would it change how much you ate if you waited until you actually felt hungry? You just didn't eat breakfast because it's time to eat breakfast before you go to the gym. What would happen if you didn't eat that much breakfast? You just had a banana and then went to the gym and then decided how you felt. Would you become more calorie maintenance or even calorie deficit? Those are your take homes for today. I hope you're having a fantastic day. If you are interested in the Subscribe to Thrive program and want to join us, you're more than welcome to do that. Anybody can join at any time. The information that we've been talking about in all of January and February is up there in the Facebook group. So it doesn't matter when you join, you can go back and check out all of the previous stuff and pick up where we are today. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.